Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
It's goofy. I always think of that and the Barbie song. The same, you know, kind of the same genre. Blue is this hour's code word. Text the word blue to 72881 by the end of the hour for your chance to win $1,000 like
the gummy
Chelsea
bears?
From Concord did.
No, that's the
message and data rates apply.
Sorry.
Blue. Go ahead, what were we going to do?
I was playing this one.
In a Barbie world.
I think they're all written
it's
by
fantastic.
The same. Look up the gummy bear song. It's the same thing.
Yeah, that sounds like the same. I can't believe these were hit songs, but blue da ba dee da ba doo da ba dee bee dee bee doo.
Oh, that what is
no, that was it.
That was it.
Well, I mean, you got to get past the intro.
Right.
Blue da ba dee da ba doo da ba dee dee da ba doo da be dee dee.
You know this song?
I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. It's all the same song.
Yeah. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Love to hear from you guys. And we got a lot of them today, so I'll try and get through some of this.
All right.
We are doing, did you mention we're doing a podcast today with
we
Scott?
Are. Yeah. Secret
sorry,
show.
Paris.
Paris. Brandeis. what you call him, Paris Bracelet? I like Paris Bracelet the best.
Did he remember his name?
We didn't say it to him on the air. We forgot all about it.
650 says Taco Bell fries are amazing, and you can add them to any burrito. As a vegetarian, I substitute them for meat.
Oh. You know, Mexican food.
Those Taco Bell fries are gross. I was excited to try them. They were very disappointing.
Oh. Maybe got a bad batch.
510 says, what happened to yesterday's podcast?
It's going up today. We're having computer problems.
Yeah, right.
Bear with us. We're sorry.
It's literally spring cleaning now. Today's the first day of spring.
Yay!
Yeah. 408 says, she's been playing you, Vin. She's not really pregnant.
I
have been doing the kitty litter thing for a while, so I would be upset.
And you're going to continue to do it for a while.
Yeah, I know, and it's not my favorite thing.
Nobody's favorite thing.
Not into it.
Yeah. It sucks.
I love pickle juice. My boy, 408 says, I love pickle juice. My boyfriend hates that I drink it straight from the jar, but I still do it when he's not looking.
Did people say it's good for hangovers? Did you guys mention that?
Yeah, it's good for hangovers, and people say it's good for cramping. A bunch of triathletes use it.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Full of electrolytes or something.
Yeah.
If we can clone Barbara Streisand's dumb dog, we should be able to clone a white rhino to help save the entire species.
Thing.
It's heartbreaking. And actually, I don't want to go on a rant, but it's just the way they dismiss an entire animal for those horns. You got to be ashamed of yourself if you're doing anything with ivory. It's just disgusting what
they
do.
They grind that up for like a
whatever.
Male fertility or virility thing.
Look, it's not okay.
It's not okay.
All.
I'm 100% with you. If they can make little zygotes, and they've still got these two females, why couldn't they implant those in black rhinos and let them bear the white rhino babies and then hopefully repopulate?
You gotta hope that that's what they're working on.
Yeah,
because
I hope they
to see a species
to think that there's
just
two
be
left is hideous.
Destroyed.
Science. Da, 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 da.
Is awful.
It is awful.
Vinny, I'm pregnant and my husband does our litter box. Yeah, that's
what's got to happen.
It's bunk, though.
I'm not pregnant and John does the litter box. Because we don't have one.
Well, yeah, your neighbor's yards is the
that's right.
litter box.
Yeah. Actually, mostly it's our yard. There's so many piles of dirt back there. They're into it.
Vinny, I love you so much right now. You're reading the story about the white rhino and you're just adorable.
You're just adorable, Vinny.
I don't know about that, but the story's just heartbreaking. People use pickle juice as an electrolyte in endurance events like marathons and triathlons, but a slushy, no thanks.
Yeah, I wouldn't drink it for pleasure. I mean, maybe if I had to get rid of cramps, I would. Or a hangover.
You want to go for a run? You want to go running?
God, you're hilarious.
No, for real.
You're funny.
We could go for a run.
Am I not answering your question right now?
So you want to?
Yeah, like I want pickle juice.
Oh, come on.
So you're in?
Yes.
Okay.
Good one.
You wouldn't go for a show run? Like if the whole show was going to go for a run at like a 5K, you wouldn't do that?
I'm out.
What?
Thank God. I'm out too. As long as I'm not the first one out.
What just happened?
Got the gout.
I'm not doing it right now.
Is your gout still hurting you?
It's still acting up a little bit. It's not nearly as bad as it was a few weeks ago.
So are you nursing that foot like it's a little baby?
Yeah, aww. I got a slight limp.
But I mean, you got to care for it. There's,
you know,
like
not
lotions,
as much as I should be. I mean, no lotions or medicine.
It's internal?
Or anything. Yeah, I should be changing my diet more. You know, I ate steak last night. Just couldn't help
something
it.
Else.
You couldn't help it.
The steak was there. It was already ready to go, seasoned.
Who made it?
Well, Anita seasoned it, and then...
So Anita, knowing you have the gout, was going to make a steak for herself, and then you stole it?
It was sitting there. It wasn't even cooked yet. And, you know, there's not much to eat sometimes in the fridge. And I'm like, that looks delicious. Throw that in the burner.
Even though that's going to hurt, I'm going to eat that.
That's such a bunk thing, though, because you guys must have bought it. You've had the gout for at least 2 weeks. It hasn't been sitting in there for a month.
Yeah, I'm not really, like, super adamant about shopping right, you know?
That's pretty clear.
Wow. All right. So no show run then.
No. Yuzi, you want to run in a 5K with the show?
No, I will not run, but I will walk.
I'll walk it. I'll put you in a chair and will you?
Yeah, I'm down for that.
Never right. mind. Yeah. You guys are no fun.
You and Hooman can
no
run
fun.
It. Hooman runs, you run.
I'll run it.
There Hooman, you go. You got a guy.
By the way, is the fastest Bay Area broadcaster.
He is.
And won that fair and square. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, the other guy beat him, but then he moved away. So
yeah,
he's
so
not
now,
here.
Now you have the title again.
The Chi is fantastic. If you're not watching, you should.
The Chi?
It's C-H-I. Could it be Chi?
It's probably like Chi-Town.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. The Chi.
The author of BLL is Australian, and all of her books are set there. Every
Big,
single
little
one
lies.
Of them I've picked up is fantastic. Oh. Highly recommended, Sarah.
Yeah, I loved Big Little Lies. Mm-hmm. I would read another one from her.
Because of Paris, I binged watched The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel last weekend and loved it. Thanks, Paris.
That must be Paris Bracelet that we're
yeah.
talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, I'm translating this.
Also
they
known
wrote
as Scott
his
Capurro.
Old name. And,
oh.
I'm translating.
But we should, at least until people know that his new name is Paris Bracelet, we should be saying Scott Capurro, like AKA
yeah.
Paris Bracelet.
I feel like the curiosity factor alone
really
creates longer listening.
What a name.
Right. TSL, Sarah, come on. I was stuck on the Golden Gate Bridge last Monday for over an hour because a young guy jumped into traffic.
Mm.
Breaks my heart people choose to do this. I don't know what that person... I ended up getting the updated story on the Uber.
Yes, tell
and,
that
well,
quickly.
Well, I don't have it in front of me at the moment, but so the there was a driver in the car of the Uber.
In Tempe, Arizona.
In Tempe, Arizona, where they were testing this autonomous driving.
Yeah.
Person jumped out in front of the car. They're saying no one could have stopped in time, whether the person was driving or it was autonomous.
That was
this
a
was
surprise
a out of nowhere
obstacle.
Person that jumped in front of the car. So it looks like it's Uber is going to be released from any liability or fault, I guess, in the accident. They do have cameras on everything, so they've been reviewing that stuff.
That'll actually be helpful in the case of any accident.
But it does create a problem as they're trying to make this testing continue here in California.
Right.
So we'll see.
To hear that someone died is not good news.
Right. I don't know if you have heard or said anything, but there was another school shooting in Maryland. We have mentioned that, and I have an update on that as well. The school shooter died.
Okay. But the other two people...
The other two are critically injured, but alive. Hmm.
Was the shooter killed by police officers?
I don't have that. Mm. I'm assuming that's the case, though. Yes.
Or turned it on himself.
Yeah. 925. At least you have hair, right, Vinny? LOL. No, I don't have any hair. Well, what are you? They're talking about
the Hooman thing.
Bit. Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
I'm good with it.
Which we put that picture up. Brent did a masterful Photoshop job on that. He put him in the wedding photo for Donald Trump Jr.
He fears backlash.
Well,
Sarah.
Hooman's not psyched about it, but Hooman wins that contest. Like, who wore it best? H-O-O wore it best. It's on our Facebook page.
You know what? I shouldn't have said anything, but when he said, look at this guy's hair, I saw the picture in my head of him with that hair. That's the first thing I thought of. I went, wait, that's...
It's so funny. I thought...
That's your hair!
I just always picture him with the hair that he has currently.
You don't ever picture the ponytail hair?
Yeah, no, not really. I picture his long hair when we first met him.
I mean, I can see it in my head if I think about it, but when I think of Hooman, that's what I think of.
I think that model shot was around for a long time. Mm-hmm. So that's sort of the one I go to.
Yeah. It's a good shot. Looks handsome in that one.
Yeah, he looks like a model. Can we? Oh, more podcast stuff. It's my birthday. I'm turning 12. I've been watching with my mom for 8 years. Please wish me a happy birthday. My name is Eric.
Hello, Eric.
Happy
Thank
birthday,
Thank you for watching.
Eric. It's your birthday.
Vinny, you have a baby on the way. You should stop placing bets. You'll be broke before she makes her appearance. That's from 408.
I did win $5 off of you today.
You did. Rain in Sausalito, everyone.
Yeah, I can't see it out the window, but oh no, I can see it now. It's light.
Yeah, there's rain falling. Yeah. I can see it.
Light, but there.
Prompt. Dreamt is not the only word. Fake fast fact, Vinny.
Prompt is MPT.
Right, it's not the same.
It's not the same. Dreamt. Although dreamt almost seems like it would have an MPT, doesn't it? Dreamt. But it's just MT.
Yeah, MT.
Prompt.
Or that band, MGMT. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. MGMT.
Those guys. Just keep stealing my money. I'm not falling for it ever again. They're the definition of getting that sweet contract from the record label when the record label's trying to get the hot new thing. And now they're just getting paid and putting out nonsense. Mm-hmm. It's awful. Bela Lugosi buried in his Dracula costume. That is awesome.
That was another fast back today.
Yeah, that's from Jane. Really, but 408. No, well, you got to know Jane's got to love Bela Lugosi, right?
Probably. I mean, little goth girl.
Oh, my God. You got to follow her. She has this eye for stuff. You got to follow her on Instagram. Anything goth. She'll find it and photograph it and put it up. She puts photographs of intricate frames or chandeliers.
Yeah.
Be like, who looks up at a chandelier?
Goth girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. She hearted me this morning after we sang her song to her.
Aww.
That's nice.
Haha, Vinny should never challenge Sarah in a contest involving vocabulary. Yeah, she got it. I mean, I really didn't expect you to just, you know, I almost feel like you came over here and looked at my page.
I didn't.
You sure about that?
I'm sure.
All right. Well, I do think you're a smart person.
Can you think of, there's three words that start with DW.
Dwarf.
Mm-hmm.
Dwindle.
Mm-hmm. Dwell.
$5!
But you only got one of them.
Well, they didn't let me, but I would have gotten them. They helped me. I'll split it with you guys.
$5. And besides, they didn't offer it up ahead of time. You made it a contest. You played the game music.
I got the MILF Valley nude calendar for 2018 and was disappointed Sarah wasn't in it.
What? There's a MILF Valley nude calendar?
You're not in it?
I never even heard of it.
Don't you feel completely left out?
I do. It's a total burn. I mean, as long as they're going to Photoshop me, I would totally be in that. I mean, I'm going to need some serious work.
925, this is about the Facebook stuff. Facebook allowed a researcher access to data for research. An app was created that people did a personality test. When you agreed to it, accessed your data and all of your friends' data. You know those things where they say...
Yes, I always do those stupid things.
Then you're falling for the trick that they're talking about.
I'm so not going to do that anymore.
What are they?
I mean, it's probably too late. You know where you can go, oh, what's your name sounds like if...
Oh,
or which golden girl are you?
Exactly. Or what you look like as a man if you're a woman. What your birth date says about you.
Those are tricks? I didn't realize that.
Well, they're probably not everyone is part of this, but the point is there's these things they mask as fun hey, answer some questions and we'll give you a...
And what they actually are is a way to get your info.
Well, in this case, that's what happened. Mm. So it has to make you wonder what's happening.
Yeah.
You Facebook.
They sold user data, but that data was obtained through people who take all those quizzes on Facebook. That allows the quiz company to access their profile and friends, which then allows data to be collected. People allow the app to do this. It's not a breach.
Hmm.
You just, and I said that when I did the story. We all do that. Mm. You agree to this? You can't agree fast enough. Hurry up. I just want to do my thing. Whatever it is. Stop it.
Mm-mm-mm.
Check the box before you know when you're like, agree. And then it goes, not yet. You need to check this box that you've read. All right.
Fine. I agree.
Done.
I feel like you could fight that in court. Like, everybody just checks those boxes. Come on. Please.
If fake news changed the way you voted, doesn't that make you an idiot?
Yep.
Harrison Ford, regarding Harrison Ford, I'm a fan of you guys, but I live in L.A. I was out to brunch this past Sunday, and he was eating three tables over from us. We left him alone, but after he finished his meal, he and his buddy got up and cycled away on their bikes. He's clearly an active cyclist who rode to brunch rather than the typical drive and valet in L.A.
75 years old.
For a 75-year-old dude, he was pretty cool, and he's working at staying fit. Yeah, it's great.
If you're going to go have pancakes, you might as well bike there.
Yeah. God, I love pancakes so much.
Oh, my God, they're so good. Don't get me started on pancakes right now.
A stupid weakness.
So good.
Aren't they? But you got to have, anyway.
They're so good.
Hey, Vinny, I've got two tickets for $1,700 to sell you to Lin-Manuel's new show. You know what? I'm so embarrassed by that I just have to take that hit. I'm so embarrassed that I paid that much money for those tickets and I was in the nosebleeds. I don't know how to use a computer.
Well,
I mean, I could have stopped too.
It was an easy mistake.
But I told you, I got all fired up.
$1,700.
Because I thought I was, you know, oh, here's the tickets for the show that no one's got tickets for. They're right here. And I guess these seats up front of the balcony or front of the balcony.
Yeah.
I'll be able to see perfect. Except I couldn't see anything. No facial, like you couldn't tell one guy from the other.
Off. God, that's disappointing.
It is super disappointing. I will never go to a stage show again.
Ah. Oh my God. Because of what I did.
Let's see.
A party like it's your birthday.
Did you guys already give away tickets to Ready Player One today?
We did. We'll have two more pairs tomorrow. Mm-hmm. It's going to be very exclusive. We're keeping it really small. I'm so excited.
I know, me too. All right, I think
how
we're
long
out of
is
time.
The movie? Is there any way to find out the running time on that?
Yeah, hold on.
It's got to be over 2 hours.
Oh, please. If it could just be like 2 hours and 51 minutes.
I hate 2 hours.
You want three?
I want a 3 hour movie.
You want a 3 hour movie? Well, it is a lot.
220.
Oh, 220 is great. All right, that's good. Woo! Woo! Ugh. Oh, so exciting. Yeah, you want these tickets. We're doing a screening, a private Sarah and Vinny show screening next Wednesday. So keep listening for your chance to win. We'll be right back. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Be careful out there in the atmospheric river that's descending upon us.
You joke.
I'm not joking. I'm actually horrified by all these new names for storms that we're getting.
Well, it's going to be a doozy, but it's the last one of the year, they're saying. So let's just try to be glad we're getting more rain.
Squeeze out all the rain we can.
For 2 days?
Three days.
Three.
Yeah. In fact, the day that we can see some snow out of this so far, the report is Thursday, which is what we want. We need the snow.
Please join us for our secret show. We're working hard on getting our podcast back up. We had some computer problems the last couple days, but we are cutting a secret show today. That's a podcast we do in addition to this show because we podcast this whole show too. Scott Kapur will be joining us for that. We'll try and get to some bad advice. He was saying that Hooman and this girl that he brought to the movie last night.
Yeah.
It was a date. That they were very affectionate with one another.
Well, why don't you get that info out of him? I'm going to try to. We're all on
gently.
Notice.
I know. Oh, my God. Moment. He hates us all.
He shut down early this morning.
Well, because of the whole hair thing. With
I know,
Donald
but we
J.
all
Trump
get made
Jr.
fun of.
Yeah.
He started it by going,
very
look
sensitive.
At this guy's hair.
Right.
That's how it started. And
then
I
you had to go dirt,
and
George.
You.
That's your hair.
That's what it is. Look at the
You didn't have to say it, man. You know how sensitive he is.
If Where's... I was off base, I could see you guys going like, dude, but it's
pretty spot on. Bryn, where is that photo? So
it's the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Is there a poll up with it, or is it just a
No, it's just
photo.
It's just a, yeah.
It's cutely captioned, who, H-O-O.
And there's a bunch of comments already, and they're saying that who looks great. And
yes.
They love him.
Yeah. Oh, maybe we should have him look at the comments, and then he can feel good about himself
I don't
again.
Think he'll even go there.
Right.
Well, anyway, just get out of well, it. Maybe, the, you get the dig.
Yeah, you do
I
it.
I just won't do it.
No, we're going to be quiet.
I don't
quiet.
Dig my hole with him any deeper than it already
oh, there's
is.
There's no hole for
we'll
you.
We'll let Scott do it. Oh
right.
No, he turns a cold shoulder on me too. I
All
feel
right.
it acutely. I lean back to look at him and he leans further back mm-hmm. so I can't see him. All right, join us for what I'm sure is going to be a very happy and wonderful
Welcome
secret
to our
show.
Lives, everyone, as we all manage Hooman.
The Hooman School of Management.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.